It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Bob. Have you ever come face to face with something that really scared you? I did recently when facing the prospect of sitting on a jury for a murder trial. Listen in as I tell the truth, the whole truth, and a couple of things besides the truth about my recent epiphany while awaiting judgment for the jury. Check it out. We talk about true crime, right? And I love true crime as a genre. I discovered that I don't like real crime as anything. Like I got close to real crime, and had I been forced to look at evidence photos, real evidence photos and stuff, I think it would have broken my heart. I think it would have really hurt me and damaged me. And I've become more sensitive the older I've gotten, but I have to tell you that getting that close, I got nervous that I might have to face this.
Yeah, because what you usually get are highlights or the fictionalized version of it.
And you don't have to make the judgment.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if I'm making the judgment, I'm looking closely.
Yeah.
I'm drawing conclusions. I'm really going to do my job, right? And I'm also feeling that if I'm going to end up in a jury, I'm probably going to end up in a leadership position. And I say that just because I'm a facilitator. I would feel comfortable with me assuring that everybody gets an opportunity to participate and nobody's bullying anybody else. And I feel like I could be really good at that role and good for the process in that role. So I would volunteer for it. Not that they would all choose me, but, you know, I would say I'll do that if y'all want me to do it. But this is how I'm going to do it because, you know. But it was different. Have you ever been on a jury? Have you done it?
No, I have the benefit of still being Canadian. So every time I've gotten maybe three or four jury summons in my life,
yeah.
And I've been able to check the box that says I am not of this world and send it back.
Otherworldly Nick.
Yep.
That's something. That's now, is there no judicial system that you need to check in with in Canada?
Not that I know of.
Is there a jury system? There must be a jury system in Canada.
I am not sure how they, I think the moose, it's a moose and maple syrup. So it's an MMS system.
That seems like a conflict of interest. Because don't the Mounties ride the mooses?
So like you are looking at the moose and you're looking at the maple syrup, and then based on what you choose, that's how they can tell if you're guilty or not. It's kind of like how they choose the Dalai Lamas. Like you are choosing the thing that the other Lama has owned in the past. And that's how they know that it's you reincarnated. It's the same thing.
Is it ever?
Not the same thing. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that because I don't want to.
It's mildly offensive beliefs. To
everybody. Yeah. But it's very similar.
Very similar. Yeah. Has the belonging of the Dalai Lama ever been a Lama?
A Dalai Lama's Lama? Lama Lama?
Yeah.
A Lama's Lama?
Yeah.
Now that's a Lama's Lama.
Right. That's right all I'm there. Saying. That's it probably should be. That's interesting to me though. It is, it's very strange what you just described. But I also, what's very interesting to me
Something I described was really strange.
Well, almost everything you describe is strange, but that one in particular, because I was listening for actual details at first.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening for like, and this is how you get me very often, because you start off with a credible tone that makes me go, listen up, Bob, because Nick's going to impart some wisdom that's going to benefit.
I know the Canadian judicial system.
And before
like
you
the
know
back
it, I'm sitting at the bottom of a rabbit hole looking up going, how the hell did I get here? So, transportation provided by Nick.
Dun, 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 dun.
You have arrived.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I do this to Bob a lot, making it sound like I know what I'm talking about and then going off on a tangent. I do this actually all the time, but in this instance, I think it was proactive. I don't know that I wanted to talk anymore about true crime and the details of it. So in my not-so-subtle way, I distracted, deflected, and derailed the conversation. It seems like that's a skill of mine, based on this and several hundred other episodes. And if you ever need help training on these skills, let me know. I will be happy to teach you. Have a great day.